Larry Kudlow here. If you own a business with at least 5 employees, visit governmentaid.com today. The federal government has enacted the Employee Retention Credit Program, known as ERC, setting aside billions of dollars to reward small businesses affected by the pandemic. You could be eligible for a payroll refund up to $26,000 per W-2 employee. This is your money, and you must act now to claim your refund. You can receive massive refunds even if you receive PPP. This is not a loan, and you will receive cash refunds direct from the IRS. Visit governmentaid.com to consult with a dedicated ERC specialist that will help you navigate through this complex process and file on your behalf. With no upfront fees, billions of refunds already filed, and thousands of satisfied customers, visit governmentaid.com to see if you qualify today. That's governmentaid.com.
He's always mistakenly British.
Tea and crumpets.
Cheerio.
But he's really a Canuck. Known on all 7 continents.
Oh, I know who you are.
America's undocumented anchorman. He's a recording star and a TV star. Tuesdays, James Golden, a.k.a. Bose Nerdly, presents Mark Stein.
He's an author. He's the star of stage and screen and movies and all that, so much a one-man media empire. Our very own Mark Stein. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing good, thanks, James. Great to be with you.
Mark, so today a lot of people are, some are upset. I read one of the tweets that came out from a former congressional candidate saying what a glorious day it was because Hunter Biden has now faced justice. And I didn't feel particularly glorious after I read the terms of what this plea deal is or if the judge accepts it. And of course, go ahead.
No, a plea deal, as you put it, isn't justice. It's something that's used too often. And it's used particularly often in the dirty, stinking, rotten, corrupt federal justice system, where they win 97% of their cases without ever going to trial. At least, you know, old-fashioned guys like Saddam Hussein and Kim Jong-un and Hosni Mubarak used to organize a show trial. Under this system, you don't even need a show trial. Because you do the plea deal beforehand. It's a travesty of justice.
So I mean, so here we are. He's taking a plea deal on the Russian disinformation charges because that's what they were. Mm. We were told this was all Russian disinformation to begin with.
Yeah,
and so
he's pleaded guilty to a Russian disinformation campaign by Vladimir Putin. That's a jurisprudential first in America.
I'm telling you, and so the deal he gets, he didn't pay taxes for 2 years, and supposedly now that is going to be, if I read this correctly, marked down to a misdemeanor.
Right.
It's okay, little slap on the wrist. This little gun charge that was hanging out there. Oh, yeah, so what, I lied on my application for guns. I mean, Democrats are the ones that tell us that we don't have enough gun laws in this country and that, you know, nothing's more important to save the children than making sure that the guns are out of the hands of people that they should not be in the hands in. And so here we have a guy who clearly, self-admittedly, should not have been able to purchase a weapon. He did.
Yeah.
But forget about that. That's just a gun.
Yeah.
It's just a gun.
Yeah. And by the way, this is a useful tip for any of you guys who've just shot up a liquor store. If you need to get rid of your gun, do what Hunter did and leave it in a trash can just outside a schoolhouse. Because apparently the Federal Justice Department is totally cool with that.
So I want to know how do you, if you're a guy like Wesley Snipes, for instance, Mark. Mm-hmm. Now, poor Wesley. Wesley Snipes, known Hollywood actor, big shot, Blade. He didn't pay his taxes. So he goes before the judge. He willfully didn't pay his taxes, just like Hunter willfully didn't pay his taxes.
Yeah, yeah.
And they look at old Blade and they say, Blade, no excuses. We're not taking any excuses. You're going to jail. Yeah. I remember back in the early days, I don't know whether the name Erwin Schiff means anything to you.
I've got local, I've got local versions of these guys all over New, because New Hampshire's one of those states where people who take the Hunter Biden attitude to taxes come and hold up. So there's a guy who's like, I think it's 50 miles south of me. He came to New Hampshire. He built a compound. His position is that income tax is unconstitutional. And of course, next thing you know, they've surrounded his compound because they're not buying that argument.
Right.
I think everybody now should take the Hunter. I think Hunter's right. This whole tax, paying your tax thing is completely overrated. And the way it just, the way it comes round every year, so it's not as if you can pay it in 1987 and then think, okay, that's me set up now. I paid it in 1987. No, they come round every year and you're expected to go through it. And then God bless him, Hunter arrives and shows us how it should be done. Just say no to taxes. That's his attitude, and God bless him. And it's worked for him. That's the fantastic thing. Now, the question is, does it just work for him because he happens to be the president of the son of the president, or would it work for the guy who runs your local feed store or the barista at your local coffee place or anybody else? Or is this just some special provision for Hunter Biden because he's had such a tragic life? He's a great artist, but he only manages to sell his paintings for $500,000 a pop when clearly they're worth way more than that. And so this is just the IRS letting him off with a slap on the wrist because he's had such a sad life.
So when you make $1.2 million, you don't pay your taxes on it, it's okay. And no one will ever ask you, by the way, where'd you get that $1.2 million from in the first place?
Yeah.
It happens every day. People just show up. They make a million here, a million there, $2 or $3 million here, and just say, I'm going to keep it all. Never mind. I don't want to pay my fair share of taxes.
Well, there are two points. The big point here is there's no truth in sentencing in America. America has all these super butch laws. Each of these charges is worth 5 to 10 years in prison. Each of these felonies. But, he's pleaded it down to a couple of misdemeanors, so in fact he's going to escape. Americans mock, say, the laxness of the laws in, say, Sweden. In Sweden they just get, 6 months to 3 years for this. Yes, but they actually get the somewhere between the 6 months and the 3 years. Here, the charges and their penalties are completely meaningless, because what matters is that, like Hunter, you are able to plead. You're charged with 6 felonies and a homicide, and you plead it down to 3 misdemeanors and a parking ticket. It's completely disgusting. But it's particularly disgusting in this case because it enables this corrupt Justice Department and the corrupt Biden family to be able to say, now we've dealt with Hunter Biden laptop. That's old news. We've dealt with it. He's pleaded guilty. It's over. The fact is, the Hunter Biden laptop story was never really about Hunter and his drugs and his hookers. That's the lurid surface stuff. What it's really about is the fact that his dad is on the take from the Chinese and from the Ukrainians and who knows else. And the only reason people give money to Hunter and to Joe's brother Jim and to the daughter-in-law Hallie is to buy Joe. He's the only product of Biden Enterprises, Inc., is Joe. The other guys are worthless, and you only give them money to get to Joe.
Amber Phillips of the Amazon Prime Washington Post today has an article breaking down the GOP investigation into Hunter Biden and family. Federal prosecutors have focused narrowly, but Republicans, those evil, have cut a wide net, have cast a wide net in which they have so far caught nothing. And the article is just the allegations that there's a bribery scheme involving President Biden. Republicans make this stunning allegation that Biden was involved in a criminal scheme in which he received millions of dollars from a foreigner, blah, blah, blah. The evidence. And what does she say? We should approach this claim with extreme skepticism. For one, the FBI has indicated there is no prez.
Oh.
Did you know that?
That's fine. Well, if the FBI says it, that's...
Well, there you go.
Yeah, yeah, that's fine. Look, there's no way to explain the wealth of the Biden family. No way you can legitimately explain it. That's actually why just letting him skate on the tax return business is serious enough. Because this would be even... He's getting money from somebody, whether it's the Chinese Politburo or Ukrainian oligarch or the wife of the former mayor of Moscow. Set all that aside. He's getting money that he hasn't earned from somebody. He lives way beyond somebody who has been in quote-unquote public service for half a century should be living. But no, and that would be the... If you were to live like that, or if I were to live like that, the IRS would take notice. But there is no equality before the law in America, and this is the other thing. This is the critical thing about this laptop. You know, I would imagine, just because it's something that prosecutors and policemen and judges see all the time, that when they got the laptop at the FBI, they open it up and they see, oh, there's a lot of porn here and some of these hookers look on the young side and he's smoking a crap pipe there. But, you know, policemen, prosecutors, judges, we all see that every day. Big deal. What's different about the laptop? What's different about the laptop? Is all the 10% for the big guy stuff. Because what it means is that the National Police Agency knew that one of the two principal parties' presidential candidate was on the take from the Chinese. They knew it a year before the election, and they did nothing about it. You think if there were real debates here, instead of these bland, anodyne, stupid pseudo-debates moderated by bores like Bob Schieffer or whoever's doing it now, and they would actually, well, you know what I mean. Like, these guys shouldn't actually be anywhere. If it were a serious presidential debate, half these moderators wouldn't get anywhere near it. But if they actually were to ask questions about 10% for the big guy, about, you know, he's joking about it. The only reaction we've had from Joe Biden, he was asked about this by somebody, and he joked, where's the money? Ha, ha, ha. Because he knows Hunter's not going to jail, Jim's not going to jail, Hallie's not going to jail, and Joe is certainly not going to jail. But the evidence is clear that these guys were getting tens of millions of dollars from, not to put it mildly, enemies of the United States.
Absolutely. Well, the Amazon Prime Washington Post, same article, the allegation, the Biden family engaged in influence peddling abroad. When Joe Biden was vice president, he did a lot of overseas diplomacy, anti-corruption messages in Romania and Ukraine, for example.
Yeah,
Hunter Biden was also doing business in these countries. Yeah. Sometimes, at the same times, his father was working in them.
Yeah, what a coincidence. by the way, how did he get? Was he flying coach on Romanian Airways, or was he hopping a ride on Air Force Two? Which, by the way, in a citizen republic, shouldn't actually exist, Air Force Two. The vice president should be like the prime minister of Australia, should be flying around the world coach.
Republicans subpoenaed bank records from Biden associates to demonstrate that members of the Biden family, but not Joe Biden himself, received $10 million from foreign companies. And then she goes on to say, the evidence? Well, so far, Republicans have failed to connect Hunter Biden's business deal to his father's work. I mean, so you see, Mark,
Yeah. So you see, actually, the connection is the birth certificate of Hunter Biden that says name of father. There is no. I feel a little bit sorry for Hunter Biden. Because, you know, I think if he'd been born the son of a dairy farmer in Vermont or whatever, he would have had a much less troubled life. But the fact of the matter is nobody has any reason to give money to Hunter Biden or Jim Biden except for their surname. And that is the very definition of influence peddling. And to actually have this in the Washington Post. So what's the name of this reporter again?
Amber Phillips in the Washington Post. Amber Phillips.
Well, I don't know what her orientational inclinations are, but assuming for the purposes of argument she has a husband of the opposite sex, as used to be fashionable in Washington. So Amber Phillips is married to, you know, Irving Phillips or Fred Phillips or Gaylord Phillips. And I were to give, start giving huge sums of money to Gaylord Phillips or Irving Phillips for no apparent reason, then the reason is, you know, to influence what's being written about in the Washington Post. This is prima facie. There's no reason for anyone to be, you know, Hunter Biden's income does not match the reality of Hunter Biden. And so this, but because the FBI is corrupt, because the Department of Justice is corrupt, and because the American media are corrupt, they can all now say, oh, yes, Hunter Biden, that's cracking work you did there, New York Post. To be sure, we damned you as Russian disinformation at the time, but now we can say, however belatedly, well, good work, New York Post, case closed. Hunter Biden is pleading guilty to 3 misdemeanors and a parking ticket.
Let us turn the page for a minute, Mark. This has captivated a lot of attention around the world. A Canadian research vessel lost contact with the submarine that they sent down to look at the wreck of the Titanic, which, Mark, I am so ignorant on certain things. I did not have any idea until today that the wreck of the Titanic is only 900 miles east of Cape Cod, Massachusetts.
Right.
But the U.S. and Canadian authorities have been searching for it. Apparently, these Canadians didn't alert anybody till about 8 hours after the thing went missing, that it was missing. But this is just, I mean, you know, what stuns me about this, Mark, is that the sea is sometimes we take for granted technology is almost infallible. And we can send down things, but this is just another reminder of how truly unforgiving nature is. If you find yourself in this situation, I mean, it's horrible. And I think the chances of them being rescued now, I heard, will put it 1%.
Yeah, it's a miniature in a way of what happened with the Titanic in 1912. That was the state of the art technology back then. It was regarded as the finest ship ever built. And then it had just a nick. It just had the slightest, merest nick with a phenomenon of nature, the iceberg, and then it's gone. Now, a century later, these guys, and by the way, a lot of the people, just as some of the most powerful and influential men on both sides of the Atlantic were on that ship. So here we have, in miniature, a tiny little craft going down to look, going down 4,000 meters to look at the Titanic. It's got, you know, the same thing, 2 billionaires and an eminent French explorer on there going down to look at it. Now, you did the cheap Canada bashing. In fact, it's based out of St. John's in Newfoundland, but I gather, in fact, it's an American company. It's an American company, and the American CEO is also down there. And, you know, the funny thing is about this is again, it's like people aboard the Titanic couldn't believe that when they're told, wait a minute, what do you mean it's going down? This is the greatest, most sophisticated vessel ever built. How can it just be going down? Likewise, I would imagine for these two billionaires from Britain, I think one's English, one's Pakistani, but these two guys, these two billionaires, their staffs back in London or wherever must be, you know, calling around saying, wait a minute, who can we pay to solve this? And as you say, nature, and in particular the sea, as you put it, is unforgiving and remains an almost total mystery. And so you've got all this great equipment that works on the surface, but trying to find something that may be on the seabed 4,000 meters down, as you say, you've got the U.S. Coast Guard and the Royal Canadian Navy and whatever trying to do their best. But this billionaire, Hamish Harding, he went to the bottom of the Mariana Trench a couple of years ago, which, as you know, like the deepest point on Earth. That's right. Where Joe Biden wants to put his stupid Pacific Indian Ocean Railway across. You know, he's going to have to dig. When he comes to the Mariana Trench, he's going to hammer in the world's longest spike, railroad spike, to get that track to sit in place. But this billionaire is one of these people who likes to do these things. He went to the bottom of the Mariana Trench. I'm sure he thought this is just something he could add to the list of things he's done. And sometimes it all just falls apart, as it did on that maiden voyage of the Titanic in 1912.
Well, our friend, former Rush engineer, broadcast engineer, Mike Mamone, sent us this note. He says, somewhere on some little scene news channel, Don Lemon wonders if the missing submarine could have gone into a black hole.
Yes. that's very true. And if this story runs and runs, then Don Lemon will be surely peddling that. You know, the whole thing, Malaysian Air, the sea is the greatest mystery on our planet, and it's incredible. You know, I as a schoolboy I read Jules Verne from the 19th century, and I assumed that the stuff Jules Verne was writing about in the 19th century would all be known and explored by now, and it is still, as you. The correct word, unforgiving. It's a cruel and unforgiving world down there. And you are basically, the known world is just this shallow, ephemeral thing on the surface. And once you get down to where the Titanic is, that is a world beyond civilization.
So we should stay at the top. And I have a great way to do that. Let's stay in one of those big ships with luxury, with spas that you can book in advance, with entertainment, your choice of prestigious dining centers. And I know just the place. It's Mark Stein's cruise to the Adriatic Sea, and it's July, and I'm going.
Only on this show would you use the Titanic as a plug for the Mark Stein cruise.
That's right.
I'm unashamed.
All
the things you said, fabulous dining room, wonderful orchestra, great spa, they had all that on the Titanic, and a fat lot of good it did them. So,
but they didn't have Mark Stein, and they didn't have me, and we're going to have a great time.
Yeah, we are, and we hope you will join. I shouldn't make any guarantees, but I'm reasonably confident that the cruise will pass off without incident in that sense, and you'll be there and I'll be there. Michelle Bachmann, a lot of other great guests, MarkSteinCruise.com.
Thank you, Mark. Always a pleasure, my friend, and we will catch up with you soon. I can't wait to see you. It's been way too long. Thank you, Mark.
Thanks a lot, James.
James Golden, a.k.a. Sternly, here with you. Your call's coming up, WABC. Don't go away.